And we're joined by assistant coach Lou Rawls-Nairn. And coach, this was the game. They had a 5-point lead with 3:45 to play, and you didn't score the rest of regulation.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that's the first place to start. Mm-hmm. Looked like you had a chance to close out the game. What went wrong down the stretch there in regulation?
Oh, we just didn't make enough shots at the end, and they did a good job defensively, but we just didn't make enough shots.
If you shoot 33 threes and only 42s, you're probably not going to win most times, you would think.
Yeah, we got to do a good, better job of that for sure.
When they went to zone, that wasn't all the time, but it seemed like they picked their spots.
Yeah.
Was that something that bothered your team with the way they switched that up, or what made their defense so tough?
I mean, well, they have the second-best defense in the league, and so we knew they were a good defensive team, and I didn't think – thought we were ready for the zone. We knew they were going to do it. They've pretty much zoned in all the games that they've played. But then again, once again, we just didn't make shots.
Yeah, it seemed like there were a lot of quality looks around the rim that didn't get made, as BG is 17 of 40 on 2-point shots. A lot of them were around the basket. I don't know how you explain that, or maybe just a bad day.
Just got to do a better job of finishing. We knew that they weren't going to foul. Like, they do a good job of, like, just playing straight up, but we can't adjust when we get in the paint. We just got to go up and finish strong, and we didn't do that.
Also seemed at key times you had defensive malfunctions. McMillan in particular, probably 4 or 5 times in the second half and late in the game, just took off down the floor and seemed like nobody met him until it was too late. Bad transition defense a few times.
Yeah, we got to do a better job of scrambling and talking and transition and getting sorted out quickly.
Coach, offensively, late in the second overtime especially, seemed like a lot of stagnation. Was that maybe fatigue coming in, or what was some of the factor there?
Man, I don't know. I mean, obviously, when you play in two overtimes, you're going to be tired. But, I mean, I thought our guys, we pushed through. But then again, you know, 7-33, and, you know, didn't do a good job from the free throw line. So we had chances to win the game for sure. So credit to them for playing a great game.
Yeah, I guess when you try to find a key stat in this game, it's got to be Central Michigan shooting. I think part of what happened is they played above their head a little bit on some of those shots, especially in the first half when they shot 67% from the floor.
Yeah.
That had to be a bit demoralizing in that first half when it seemed like you played better defense than the score showed.
Yeah. I mean, we got to do a better job, though. I mean, to give up 66%, that's not who we are. That's not what we want to be, but just got to do a better job of that.
Well, Coach, this is a tough one to swallow for sure, but try and get back on track Tuesday night with Buffalo. We appreciate you coming out.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Lou Rawls-Nairn. Falcons fall in double overtime to Central Michigan, 77-76.